from a political point of view, the idea of working in the settlements means giving a commercial future for the settlements, encouraging their business, which is, defeats the other the political view of the Palestinian authority there, which is try to get rid of the settlements because they are, after all, an occupied land against international regulation, where an occupier cannot develop and use the land of the occupied people. And then the Prime Minister of Palestine, Salam Fayyad, is trying to encourage Palestinians to develop their own economy by investing in land development and business enterprises, commercial enterprises, to improve the situation so that when they get their independence, so they become a viable state, that they then have an economic base in the country.
We're talking about thousands of workers and building up investments in other areas. That's something that will take time. If these workers suddenly stop working in the settlements, it seems to me that the economy is going to take a huge hit, at least in the interim.
Yeah, hopefully, however, that the Palestinian Authority is trying to have Arab governments help them. There's certain international organizations also are trying to help them, and they can start these things. Agricultural development is true. It is time-consuming. It takes time to plant a tree and grow and start bearing fruit, so to speak. It's going to be difficult for a few years, but it won't be terribly difficult.
What would you say to the worker that has a family of six and he's got to feed them, who goes ahead and does it anyway?
Well, no, it's probably going to be very hard for the Palestinian leadership to convince the workers that they're going to stop working there. They have, like we have in the U.S., unemployment funds or things like this that they can draw on. But I bet he has thought of this thing, Fayyad, the Prime Minister. It's now a political decision. And I personally, as a former Palestinian, certainly approve of this thing because it's ridiculous. Here, at one point, you are fighting settlement expansion, illegal settlement expansion on the property, and yet the people are working there.